Call to order the City of Santa Paula Planning Commission on February 28, 2017. Mike, Commissioner Somers, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call there, Tom.
Commissioner Somers?
There's so many of us.
Present.
Vice Chairman Robinson?
Present.
And Chairman Eichert?
Here. So we have before us, is this our final agenda for tonight?
Yes, it is, Chairman.
Okay. And next is a public comment period, and this is, I don't have any cards for anyone for this particular public comment, do I?
No.
No. So this is one, this is an opportunity where the public can address items that aren't on the agenda, and we can act on them, listen to them, table them, whichever we so desire, but it appears that we have none tonight, so move along to the consent calendar. And right before that, if you will, forgot to remind everybody to take your communication device and please put it on silent or stun or turn it all the way off, whichever works best for you. And thank you. Consent calendar. We have one item. The minutes of our last meeting, January 24th, 2017.
Make a motion. We approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to order of business. Wow. This one will cause some eyes to roll. Resolution establishing rules for conducting planning commission meetings. And Jana, you're going to address this.
Chairman Eichert and members of the commission, you had asked, the commissioners had asked at a prior meeting to look into moving up the start time from 6:30 to 6 p.m. for the planning commissioner meetings, which meet once a month, the fourth Tuesday of each month. At your last meeting, you had taken, like I should say, a straw poll vote to see how that would go, and it was unanimous that you would like to move up the start date. So we're before you this evening with the final paperwork, which is a resolution which establishes your rules and procedures. The only change we have made to your established rules of conducting a meeting is to rule point 2.3, which is the meeting start time. So the resolution attached, which is resolution number 3761, makes that change, and that is the only change we've been made that has been made. So if that is, we're recommending approval of it, and if it is approved, then the meeting starting in March would begin at 6 o'clock, and that would be duly noticed on all of our public hearing notifications.
All right.
That's the end of my presentation.
Thank you. I move that the Planning Commission approves resolution number 3761.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to our next item. It's a public hearing. And the public hearing, was this hearing properly noticed?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Any conflicts of commissioners? Any ex parte contacts?
Not I.
Okay. So at this time, I'll open the public hearing. And as staff is coming up for the presentation, I just want to remind folks when they have an opportunity to speak that they come up, speak their name, address, and what they're going to address, and try to keep it short and not repeat what someone else says. So. You have the floor.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair, Commissioners, and members of the public. The following is a hearing on the request of Mr. John Fields, the owner of Ventura Directional Drilling, to consider case number 16 CDP05, the application filed on July 20th, 2016. Thank you, Tom. We are here today to propose a new business and would require four permits. It'd be a zone change to light industrial from the current highway commercial, a conditional use permit to authorize the new business to occupy and for business activities on the site, then the typical landscape review and sign review that we find typical of remodel projects. So the land itself is over in the east side of town. That's Santa Paula Creek. There you'll see probably a little wet, more wet now. It's about 1 acre in size, and within the 1998 general plan, it's designated as a commercial light industrial mixed land use. And as mentioned, currently it's a highway commercial zoning district now. From the front, if you've been out there, and hopefully everyone's had a chance to see this site, you'll notice that there's some peculiarities. The city limits used to terminate right here. This is where the sidewalk ends, literally. And this was all unincorporated county land and subsequently was developed to much different standards than we see today. It was the site for decades of Rubens Tires and has been vacant for over a year. The proposed business is Ventura Directional Drilling, which operates heavy equipment construction work, as the name implies, horizontal boring, trenching. And these are examples of some of the large rigs and construction equipment that would occupy the site if the project were approved. As mentioned, the city limits, before 2013, this red line was the city limit boundary. And so the subject property is just outside there. And if we look to the next slide, this is the current zoning as of today. You'll notice that all of that area that came in 2013 with the east area annexation was zoned this magenta, this highway commercial. That was the best fit at the time that matched what the county had. However, it may not meet all of today's needs, especially as the area slowly gets redeveloped to city standards. So after taking a look at the business and the surrounding sites, staff has concluded the best fit is for a zone change to light industrial. Not only does it match the light industrial nature of Ventura Directional Drilling's business operations and activities, it is also the same zoning as all the property adjacent to it. And that allows for possible expansion onto other parcels should the business need to grow. It's not constrained by having a different zoning next door. The existing site has been basically static for years. These areas that you'll see highlighted in pink, if you can detect that color or within the staff report attachment, are proposed for either modification or demolition. So you notice that all of that parking out front is going to go away, and then some of the areas in back will be modified. The after, that is the proposed view, would add most of that landscaping gets stacked to the front, and then a little scrim there along the side to provide some of that visual screening for folks traveling west over the Telegraph Road Bridge or Main Street Bridge, it's referred to either way. There'd also be a truck wash station out in the back and a new storage building, because the existing building is really an office, and this is all covered parking, so you need somewhere secure for the equipment, and that would be added. And then they have an ample lot for the various rigs, trailers, dozers, and other equipment. The architect's illustration shows that we're switching the building from that sort of orange and whatever other colors are on there to a nice even gray. And then you'll see that there's a landscaping again promoted mainly along the Telegraph Road frontage. And then notice that fence. That is a security fence. It's going to be a palisade fence with a typical hooked top. And then the existing chain link fence would be allowed to remain in the rear to provide site security. The existing sign would be truncated to meet the current code, going from 25 feet down to 16 feet. The existing frame would stay the same size as it is. We're just replacing with the new business advertising that would be occupying the site right there. For environmental review, the staff concluded, because this is a zone change, we looked very carefully at this, and we found CEQA section 15183, and I'll read this entirely here, that the project's consistent with the density established by a general plan for which an EIR was prepared, that's referring to the 1998 general plan and its EIR, shall not require additional environmental review except for project-specific significant effects peculiar to the project or its site. And in support of this, as you saw, attachment F is the lengthy one that we went through an entire initial study, went through each of the checklist items, and determined that there's no substantial effect. You're essentially rehabbing an existing vacant office building and improvements to the site. If anything, it's an enhancement overall to current standards. Which we find in the conclusions here is that we're promoting development of a vacant lot. It's modernizing it to city standards. We're getting off the septic, attaching into sewer, adding a public sidewalk and other landscaping features. It's compatible with the surrounding light industrial land uses, and it is applicable with all the Santa Paula Development Code standards and policies. And so, in conclusion here, the staff is recommending that We are approving this for final approval at council because it is a zone change. The final determination is not tonight. This is step one of two. Recommending approval and that you'd, for the findings outlined in the staff report and for the determination that the project is exempt under CEQA 15-183 and for the conditions of approval as listed in Exhibit A as modified today, you should have all received updated copies. Some minor technical changes regarding timing and whatnot, not substantially changing the project, and any other revisions that may occur today at the hearing. Myself, the agent, Mr. Ben Turner, Mr. Fields, and Mrs. Fields are here for questions, and we welcome a dialogue.
Commissioners, questions of staff on the project before we hear from the applicant? Or
actually, not a question of staff, but just to acknowledge that I stopped by and talked to staff this morning, and I just want to say that they did a very good job in evaluating this and looking at some of the landscaping plans, the California natives, the irrigation, and things like that, and just job well done.
Thank you.
Good. Commissioner Robinson?
Overall, I think it's a great improvement for that area. I really like the idea that the parking be removed from the front of the building. It's very dangerous right now. I actually went out there and I was kind of saved because I could back a little bit and then use all the empty spaces to get out on the road. Otherwise, you have to almost back blindly into what can be a pretty busy thoroughfare. Very appropriate for that area. We'll complement the businesses that are there now, and hopefully when East Area 2, whatever it's called today, gets going, it will work well. So my compliments to staff and to the applicant for putting together a good project.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Robinson. Would the applicant like to address the commission?
Thank you, and good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. I'm representing the applicant, John Fields. He actually isn't here today. He had to attend a once-a-year meeting, which he couldn't change. Just bad luck it fell on today, so I'm representing him. Just had a few things to say.
Excuse me, could you state your name for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Ben Turner, and I work with Robert William Company on 812 Railroad Avenue here in Santa Paula.
Thank you.
And so just a few comments I was going to add to thank staff for producing a thorough report. I'm not going to go through the PowerPoint presentation, which I'd prepared, because I'd just be duplicating the staff report and comments. I just wanted to say that we're thankful for the thorough report. And we're happy to present the project to you tonight because we feel it's another step forward for Santa Paula to fill in some of these blanks. The building has become somewhat of a blight building, and this will be a new, secure, improved property and hopefully set a new tone and attract further investment and development and clear up safety hazards and create a use from an abandoned use and redevelop that into something that will, again, set a good tone for this area. Project being processed to current city standards obviously raised the bar for a neighborhood, and while it might not be the most visible to this community or as visible as a new East Area or a Main Street project, it is a piece of the puzzle. And it improved the aesthetic, bring job opportunities and infrastructure improvements for the city as a side benefit. So we're hopeful that you see the project and approve it, and thank you for your time. Any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
None here, thank you very much. We have one person for public comment. Cheryl Hamlin.
Good evening, Cheryl Hamlin here. I concur with everything that was said. Clearly, it was an excellent report. One question I had, and that is, which would be another benefit, is will this, it said sales and service. Does that mean there might be a sales tax component? If so, that would be another really great benefit of the project to get a little bit more sales tax. So I would just like to know about that. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. In terms of sales tax, it's my understanding, and perhaps we can defer to council if I'm incorrect, but that as a mainly a service-oriented provider, that I don't believe that is taxed within
not
California.
Like a car repair service where they charge you for everything?
Well, I mean, they might repair their own rigs, as they will probably do, but I think that's just part of the business. Most of it is an engineering, you know, specialty construction service business. Mm. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be selling, like, augers or anything like that here in town, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Commissioners, do I hear a motion?
Ready for a motion? I move that we adopt resolution 3762, recommend the City Council approve a community development permit, zone change, conditional use permit, landscape review, and sign review to establish a new business operation at this vacant commercial site.
Along with attachment A that we're given tonight? I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I'll end the public hearing. New business. Any new business?
No.
No.
I'll wait for my communications section. Thank you.
All right. City Communications.
Sure, I'll just take a moment or two to provide some updates on things that have been going on with the planning department. We had a design workshop February 25th in these council chambers in regards to our general plan update. The design workshop was from 11 to 3 p.m. We had 43 people attend. There were 21 different design concepts on sheets throughout the council chambers, and people were asked to review those and then put 5 dots, green and red, on those they liked or disliked, and our consultants are tabulating the outcome for us, which will feed into any policies and suggested changes to our downtown area through the general plan update. And in following with that, on March 2nd, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in these council chambers is a scoping meeting, which is one of the early steps in the CEQA process for the general plan update itself. So anyone that's open to the members of the public. Other than that, I would say, anything you want to share? Nope, things are rolling along just great.
Good. Commissioners, any communications you wish to do?
Mr. Chair, if I may make a brief report. At the last meeting, we had a question was posed by Commissioner Summer regarding the status of the Hardison House project. A lawsuit was filed challenging the project after it was approved by the City Council. Since our last meeting, the parties have entered into a settlement in principle, which would resolve the dispute. The nature of the settlement is that the project would be proposed in a smaller, less impactful way, taken probably before the council. If the council approves it, then the lawsuit would be dismissed. Hmm.
Thank you.
Just curious of the time frame for that?
Staff is working on the revised project. Actually, the settlement has not yet been documented, so I anticipate it's going to be a few more months.
Good. Thanks, Greg. Any requests for future agenda items? Hearing none? We're adjourned.